Our KFIZ News Time is 9:39, coming up on 9:40. Fond du Lac today continues from the AirTech Heating and Cooling Studios. Nice and comfortable in here. Thank you to our friends at AirTech for keeping us cool all summer long and warm all winter long. That aside, we welcome in our friend Kathy Lubins from the Fond du Lac Senior Center for our next segment here this morning as we kick off the month of June, June 7th of 2021. Kathy, happy Monday. How are you?
Happy Monday, Spencer. I'm doing well. How are you?
We are doing pretty good. Nice to be inside the cool studios, like I said. It's a new month, too. Lots of exciting things happening in and around the area. It feels a lot more like a normal summer here in 2020 than it did in 2021, that's for sure.
Oh, and isn't that a great feeling?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Same here. You know, things are... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I was at a graduation yesterday, and... It was in person, not necessarily a packed house, but to say we had an in-person graduation came a long way in a year. But it's good to have that graduation in the books, and good to see people able to attend. And I'm sure there's still plenty of virtual ceremonies going on. Just depends on where you are, but virtual graduation is better than a in-person graduation, I should say, better than a virtual graduation, for sure.
For sure. When you think about what those kids have been through in the last, school year and a quarter, it definitely is one for the record books. Mm-hmm. I think they'll be telling that story to their grandkids, years and years from now.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we kick off a new month of the Senior Center. What's new?
Oh, so we're bringing more things back this month, which... As our plan was designed, each month we will add programs and activities back. So this month, some of the things that are back are we're doing open pool Tuesdays and Thursdays. We have two shifts. The city changed their policy last week regarding masks, so masks are welcome, but masks are no longer required. However, we are still doing the social distancing, so our capacities are still based on how many people we can fit in a space at 6 feet apart. And a couple reasons for this. I talk to a lot of people in any given week that are still not real comfortable with the idea of being shoulder to shoulder with others. Mm-hmm. And so we will continue to do that social distancing thing and respecting people's personal space for quite some time yet, which impacts how many people we can fit in any given program. So our pool league, or our pool, open pool, is two shifts of 8 people max. And so we can comfortably fit 8 people in there, like 4 guys on a table, or 4 people, I should say, because we do have some women. And so we do a morning from 9 to 11, or an afternoon from 12:30 to 2:30 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And that's how we're rolling it out this month to see how it works. And then we'll look at July as the month goes on and see how we're going to schedule that. We've got our German class coming back on next Monday at 1 o'clock. And so it's a German for beginners. They were just really starting to kind of gain momentum and people a year ago winter, and then we were forced to put a halt to that. So we're excited to get that group back up and running, and we've been getting people to call and sign up for that. And just as a reminder, we are doing everything by reservation only. We still are not able to do drop-in visits, and so if you're interested in participating in something, make sure you give us a call and get on the list so that we have you down and we know that we're within our capacity limits. Our wood carvers are here right now. This is the second month that they've been back, so they meet Monday mornings at 9, and they are always open to new people joining, and they love to teach and share their knowledge. And so if you're interested in dabbling in wood carving, be sure you check out that group. And then tomorrow is National Best Friends Day. So we are encouraging people to either call us with a story about their best friend or send us a message on Facebook or share a picture, and we're just going to do best friend things for tomorrow. Everybody's got one,
Yep.
Coming up on Wednesday, it's a movie day. We're doing the movie News of the World, and again, we're doing that socially distant and reservations required. We can fit 21 people in that room with everybody spaced apart. And a couple of our movies are getting close to capacity. So if you're interested, be sure you call as soon as possible. And then if you don't get on the attend list, we do have wait lists for things. coming up on Thursday, we have Pop In for Popcorn and Iced Tea. I think it's National, is it National Iced Tea Day? We're doing some special event outside, and it sounds like the weather is going to be perfect for iced tea.
Yeah.
Bring a chair. We encourage people to come and visit in the parking lot. This is, I think, the third or fourth one we've done since the weather's been better, and it's been nice. People come and gather and sit and chat and get to visit a little bit, and so we are encouraging that. And then our evening yoga and our morning express fitness classes both started last week at Buttermilk Park, and so we still have room if people are interested. And again, just give us a jingle if you want more information or you would like to sign up so we can get you on the list. Coming up next week on Wednesday, evening 6:30, our Stamp Club is coming back. And so they will start doing their monthly meetings the third Wednesday of every month. And so if you're interested in stamps or picked up a new hobby during the pandemic, come and get together with this group. And then next week, Friday on the 18th, is our monthly picnic in the park. And we did this last month, and it was cold and windy down at the park. And so we're hoping that next Friday we have a beautiful day to picnic at the park. And we're down at Lakeside underneath the shelters of an island. And just grab a lunch. Sarah and I get there 12:15, 12:20-ish, because we finish up handing out the drive-up meals, and then we'll come and meet with everybody, but we encourage people to come and have lunch with us. So that's what's going on for the next kind of 2 weeks, in addition to, you know, the things that have been going. Like I said, more things will be coming up in July and August, and you know, then we'll see how it looks for moving into fall. And what I did just want to mention is that, you know, people come in for things, and we've been hearing a lot about, you know, what is it going to be back to normal? Mm-hmm. And right now, this is our normal, you know. Mm-hmm. If we have to keep people distanced and, you know, we have to do reservations and we have to check people in and we, you know, have the single point of entry, and if that's what we need to do to be able to open and welcome people back, we're happy to do it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how long it will last, if it will always be like this or how it will look, you know, 3 months, 6 months down the line. But right now this is normal, and it's given us the opportunity to bring back programs and see people, and, you know, we're happy to do it. And I share people's angst about what it used to be, but we're rebuilding now with, after having gone through a pandemic, you know, there aren't many generations who can talk about going through and rebuilding and what it looks like, the before and after. So we'll do our best with what we can, and we just hope people understand that this is normal, and we go from here.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. We talked about, hey, it feels a lot like a normal summer, and that's great, and that certainly is great, but we do need to keep in mind that there are some people who might not be ready to go back to everything full bore, and there might be places that you can't just fling open the doors. Welcome back, everybody, although I'm sure you'd like to. It still needs to be some of those precautions in mind until the all clear so-and-so is given. And I think it's pretty obvious. It hasn't been obvious for a while now that COVID's not going away 100% completely anytime soon. So we still need to have those, you know, precautions in place, right?
We were talking this weekend, you know, about, will there be places who never go back to what it was? You know, like, will you always be required when going to the doctor? Will you always be required to wearing a, you know, mask? Mm-hmm. Or will there be places that have, you know, the social distancing? Or will restaurants never jam the bars packed full again? Or, you know, what will that look like going forward? And I think there will always be people who just want people to respect their personal space. And that's okay. I'm kind of one of those people, too. I like, you know, I don't like necessarily having, you know, being in the middle of a big crowd. And so, you know, I can definitely understand how people feel when they would just like a little room around them. And so we're balancing that, you know, getting people back, but still respecting that people don't want somebody right next to them, especially somebody that they don't live with. Or, you know, we're not asking people if they're vaccinated or not. And so we're hoping people will follow the guidelines, and if you're not vaccinated, follow what the CDC says and wear the mask. Our signs were updated to say that, you know, masks are welcome but not required, because I certainly want people to feel comfortable if they choose to wear a mask, even if you are vaccinated and choose to wear a mask. That's wonderful. You know, we'll be respectful of what anybody chooses, and just ask that people be respectful of each other. And that's what's going to make this slow open be successful, is that we all have to just think about each other as much as ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're at the store, you see those circles that say stand here 6 feet apart. I'm perfectly okay with those staying in our new normal, just because when I'm, you know, checking out at the grocery store, I don't necessarily want someone, you know, standing directly behind me as I unload my cart. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I do, and I think we're all aware of it now, where, you know, 18 months ago, we didn't think twice about it. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd stand in line with people, you know, left, right, front, and back, and not think anything of it. But now I think we're all kind of like, I saw a cartoon where people were wearing pool noodles on their, like, on a hat.
Okay.
And they were crisscrossed on the top, so it went out like 3 feet in each direction. Kind of like, you know, stay away from my pool noodle.
There you go. Yeah, whatever gets you that bubble, you know.
Yep. So we're excited. You know, we'll keep bringing as much back each month as we can safely, and hope that things continue to trend the way they are. That, you know, more and more of the old will be back in our quote unquote new normal.
That is true. Kathy, thanks as always. We'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Yeah, take care, Spencer.
Kathy Lewins from the Fond du Lac Senior Center joining us here on KFI.